Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and today we are going to preview an event that's coming up here out at A&H Farms September 12th. It's an event to raise money for Purple Power Animal Welfare Society, also known as Purple Paws for short. Susan Clausen is the director there, and she joins us via telephone. Good to talk to you, Susan.
Yeah, same here, Brendan. Thanks for having us on the air today.
Yeah, no problem. Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about this event. It's called Beer, Bands, and Barks. What's this all entail?
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's going to be a great fun. It's the first we've ever done this. We are going to have, like as in the title, beer, bands, and dogs. So it's going to be awesome. It's A&H Farms. It's a nice little place out, you know, in Manhattan, just off Fort Riley Boulevard. But it's a farm venue. It'll be kind of casual. We're on 5 acres. Want to let everybody know that this is going to be a social distancing thing. We will have tables. We're selling actually the event as tables instead of individuals. For that reason, people will be separated 8 feet apart. Like I said, it's on 5 acres, so there's plenty of room for people to stay away from each other. We do ask that people to wear masks, so when they go to the social areas, you know, outside of their tables. But that said, it's going to be great fun. We're going to have bands there. We'll have Undercover. It's a 1980s band, which is, they're awesome, out of Topeka. We've got Colin Littlejohn. He's a great vocalist, the guitarist, vocalist, and Meg McCall. She's a female vocalist, so that'll be great fun. And beer, and we've got food trucks. I wanted to tell you about that. That's really exciting. We've got 3 food trucks, the chef and I, out of Junction, Jammin' Jamaican Cuisine, and Smokin' H Meats will be there with their barbecue. It's just awesome. And we'll have pup treats for the dogs. We'll have lots of vendors.
Awesome. You know, this is probably something that a lot of people would be privy to attend, because we've had so many events that haven't been happening. I imagine you probably had to apply for a permit through the health department to hold this.
Yes. Good point. Yes, Brandon, we did. And we got that permit yesterday. So we're authorized to have the event. It's a go. It's 5 to 10 on the 12th of September. That's a Saturday. So it's just going to be real fun, I think, actually. People are encouraged to bring their dogs. The people attending need to be 21 or over. We will be looking, checking IDs, of course, because of the beer situation. But, we're looking to have a great time first year for this.
Tell us a little bit more about the funds that will be raised here and kind of what it's going to help support.
Oh, yeah. Purple Paws has been around for 8 years. Started this 8 years ago. We've saved over 3,000 cats and dogs from bad situations or death, you know, and rehomed these dogs and cats. All of the fees go towards helping homeless animals in the community, and actually all over, really. It's a great cause. If you like animals, it's a great cause.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And are you based out of Riley County, Pottawatomie County?
Yep, based out of Manhattan. Mm-hmm. Our rescue is, it's foster homes only. We do not have a stick-built shelter, which we're looking to get into eventually. But right now we have foster homes, 50-plus fosters in the Manhattan, Junction City, Wamego area, the greater area. So that's where all of our dogs and cats live until they find their forever home.
Very good. Well, and obviously that's a good mission there. And, you know, we've done stories in the past on some situations where there's been some animals, for whatever reason, sometimes people end up with being overwhelmed, having too many pets. And I imagine that's probably part of your mission there is making sure animals, for one thing, have a safe environment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We get those calls pretty much every day, you know, can we take cats? Can we take dogs? You know, those kind of situations. And we love to do that. We'd rather have them come to us than a shelter, because honestly, it's less traumatic for them. So they just go from one home to another. Absolutely makes it way better for the animal.
Mm-hmm. Has there been any uptick in cases here during the pandemic?
Yes, we've seen an uptick in cases. Yes, owner surrenders, absolutely. On the other hand, though, a positive note is with COVID back in like March, April, you know, in the spring, we had so many adoptions. It was really kind of unexpected, but people were home, you know, working from home. They, you know, had essentially not much going on because they were, you know, quarantined, or everybody's kind of quarantined. So we did have a very successful spring as far as adoptions went. So that was good. A pleasant situation.
Absolutely. Yeah, very good. Well, this is obviously exciting, and you know, there are some costs associated with that. Let's talk a little bit about how people can go about getting tickets for this event and a table.
Sure, absolutely. Our tickets are on sale right now through Eventbrite. They can just log on and find log on to Eventbrite and buy tickets. We're selling by tables or benches. Benches are two people. The cost is $40. A four-person table is $75, and a six-person table is $100. So, but that includes all the events, free beer, and there will be beer for sale too as well, you know, additional beer. But that's the cost, and yeah, and the tables will be, like I said, separated from each other at least 8 feet apart. So plenty of room out there, plenty of space.
Yeah. I forgot, you may have said this already, and just catching back up here. Did you mention who's sure. providing the beer?
Oh, this is sponsored by Frontier Spirits. That's a liquor store out of Junction City. They're providing the beer sales, and they're a great sponsor for us too, for the rescue, have been for many years. Yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, it sounds like a fun event. I think you know, people are starving to have some outdoor events to go to.
Right? Yeah.
We really haven't had hardly anything. So, mark your calendar, Saturday, September 12th, 5 to 10 p.m. out at A&H Farms for beers, for beer, bands, and barks. Should be a great event to support Purple Paws. Anything else we should know?
Nope, I don't think so. We're just hoping for sunshine. And come and see us. Come and have a great, great evening with us. It'll be fun.
All right. Well, Susan, we always appreciate it, and hope you have a good event.
Thank you so much.